Blackstone presents Firefly by Christina Allen. This book is read by Wesley Chavon and Mason Lloyd. 1. Celebration. Trevor.
Tell the truth. You're going to miss it, aren't you?
Not a chance, Rye.
I sip the Brooklyn Lager Ale and sigh. The crisp, malty flavor with a slightly bitter taste isn't awful. It's just not my usual golden pour favorite from the gin mill.
One more day, I mentally remind myself. One more day until I escape the confines of this city and return to Vermont. Hell, I'm even looking forward to shoveling the snow at my parents' home, too.
Seriously? You'd rather waste your time in the middle of nowhere, around mountains and shit?
Originally from New York, Rylan Gleason had taken part in an electrician apprenticeship program with me in Vermont. Due to the competitiveness of the ones in his state, it was his only option. We became friends and stayed in touch after finishing our licensures.
Yep.
If I close my eyes, I can visualize my cozy cabin and the picturesque lake and trees in the background, not to mention the absolute quiet awaiting me. I'm not a city person, never have been, and never will be. Here, everyone is in a rush, politeness is non-existent, and the smells. God, I miss the fresh air.
Man, I almost went insane from the boredom when I lived there.
Rye scrunches his face.
They don't even have a good pizza place within walking distance.
True. I rest my elbows against the back of the bar stool. He signals the bartender for another drink. But there are a shit ton of other things that make Vermont awesome.
Don't you dare mention maple syrup, he shivers. Do you know how long it took me not to gag when I came across that aroma?
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
Okay, fine. And the beer was better, too.
Speaking of which, did you want another one?
No, thanks.
I take the fourth swig of my current beer, scanning the Henry Street Alehouse crowd for reasons I'm not ready to admit to myself.
Live a little. It's your last night.
Flying tomorrow, is all I reply.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?